Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Let's talk about this space exploration situation. This is extremely interesting. We've talked about it before, but there's always room to talk about it again. How do we feel about the space exploration situation? There's a mass disruption level event that affects 5% of marketing plans, safe passage on another planet.
They're trying to leave us. Ian, they're trying to leave us?
I mean, there's only three reasons why people are looking to go to space. So one, they know a mass destruction event is going to happen, and they're preparing to voyage elsewhere to avoid it. The reason why, like, I've been going into this for like the last year, because I've been seeing a lot of CEOs start to make waves in that space. And now Bezos is coming out of retirement, quote unquote, and he's putting more time into Blue Origin.
Yeah.
Reason number two is climate change is much worse than they're telling us about, and they're not willing to admit it to the public yet. And number three, either all of the resources have been drained, or they know over the next 50 years that some of the most key resources like water will not be able to be replenished. And then they need to start to cultivate another area or land or exoplanet for us to be able to live life at its highest level. So it's scary. But when I was telling you guys, hey, look into water to invest in, everyone was like, why water? But if you look at the companies that have damaged our water sources, and without that, we do not exist. And I know people have said maybe we can convert some of the salt water into fresh water for us, but that's a harder process to do at scale.
Yeah, expensive process as well.
Yeah.
When you say mass destruction level event,
Is that Busta Rhymes?
Yeah, like that was extinction level.
Oh, yeah, extinction level.
Good album. But what are you speaking of?
We've already damaged our soil, food supply source, water. Rate of cancer is up. Like, there's a bunch of things. People always wonder, like, asteroid. But a lot of the effects are already happening now in our current. Like, in the 1920s and 30s, if Rockefeller, Carnegie, all were trying to go to space, no one would question. Now people are like, well, they're going up there just to have fun. I'm like, do you think that they're traveling to outer space just to explore when they can do anything in the world that they want to? No. They have been told something, or that they know something that is going to happen over the next 20 or 30 years, and they want to make room for their family and the people that they care about. So that's why the conversation around Titan last week and Venus, and if those are habitable planets that we can live on, is a very key one. And I know some people are like, hey, that doesn't matter to me right now, but you have to be prepared, because truth be told, if the planet gets ruined, do you think that they're going to take us en masse to the planet? Or if they do, for what purpose? So have to be mindful.
Yeah, there was all those reports about Jeff Bezos being like super, super like over the top about Blue Origin. Like all his focus has been that. And there's been like complaints that he hasn't been focused. Well, at the time he wasn't focused on Amazon. I know he stepped down as CEO. But yeah, there may be some truth to that. They just announced that they're taking William Shatner out of space, out of all people in the world.
Star Wars?
Star Trek.
Star Trek?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean out of space?
He's going on a flight. He's going.
Oh, literally, he's going. Yeah, yeah. He was already out of space. Star Trek. Yeah. Ahead of his time.
It was a test flight.
Ahead of his time.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
But okay, anytime that you put this much money into a business, what is the core reason behind it?
Say it again. I missed it. I'm sorry.
Anytime you put this amount of money behind a business, there's a core reason behind it. Do you think they're just doing it for their leisure? Their leisure has been earned.
That's a cliche. Yeah, man.
Touché.
It was two weeks, and Yahoo Finance will talk about it. People be like, oh my God, he did it again. Go look. Venus, Titan, and if also these planets have a lower gravitational pull and we are able to live there, it will affect bone density and how blood flows through our body. But after maybe two or three generations, we'll be able to adapt to it and maybe able to live on these planets. A good reference point, if you want to see a show, a sci-fi show that kind of talks about it, is The 100 on CW. There's always foreshadowing in television shows and movies before things come to fruition.
Yeah, I was just thinking like in 98, when The Kings of Comedy came out, when Cedric made that joke, like, yeah, they trying to leave us here down on Earth. It was like, I have fun. And 20 years later, they're really traveling out of space.
Well, yeah, and we spoke about on the investing side, we talk about, you know, all of these resources that are, you know, in danger and climate control, stuff like that. PHO is the water ETF, is one water ETF that we spoke about before. Yep. UFO is a, that's the one of the best names.
Yeah.
UFO is the space ETF. Of course, you know, Virgin Galactic, we have to keep a close eye on SpaceX.
Absolutely.
Elon Musk, you know, he has a deep fascination when it comes to outer space. Jeff Bezos.
Is it a fascination or a necessary utility?
Right. There has to be a distinguishing point where it becomes from obsession to necessity. Because I'm not sure if this is an obsession. I feel like, like you said.
Well, I think obsession is not a bad, like you could be obsessed with getting healthy. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, right. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a fantasy.
No.
But it's like you, it's a necessity, but it's still an obsession at the same time, I think. Like, you know, it's fascinating. He's fascinated with it. He's obsessed with it, but it's still a necessity.
Or like what Ian's saying. They have information that, you know what, this is where the future's headed, and we're going to be the first people to do it.
But I think that there's still, all right, we can go on about this.
The degradation of the planet has been happening since inflation has taken off and the value of the dollars went down.
Yes.
And also, too, if the...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The fossil fuel companies are not able to use other sources then to be able to replenish what was broken. What is the best thing to do? Pack up, leave, and go elsewhere. Now, the starter planet and exoplanet, all the stuff, it may be 50, 60 years away, but we may be the only culture that may not plan in 50-year or 100-year cycles. Like, most are living day to day, but they're like, hey, my grandkids, I want them to be okay and be safe. Let me put some of the things in place. That's why, like, I went off last week about the reading. Because let's be honest, if an asteroid hits us tomorrow, they'll announce it 2 hours before. You don't think these 1% families will already be in flight or progression to go elsewhere to protect their legacy and then repopulate another planet? This is not science fiction. Like, this is the part about reading is really funny. they're putting it out in mainstream publications because they know people don't even care, won't read. Won't care. They'll tell you every stat on earth. They'll tell you the entire plan for 10 years. People won't execute. They won't read about it. And then also, if a scandal happens, like think of today, the whistleblower information came out yesterday. Today, all of a sudden, Facebook, Instagram, Oculus, and Messenger goes out. Okay. The people can't get into the servers because they can't, they don't have the keys to physically access the servers to reboot it. We all run businesses. If anything, a Red Panda shut down, you think I won't be able to get into it? Or if anybody hacked EYL, you wouldn't be able to get into your site sooner than that? So if they cut off the information source, which most of you are getting it from IG, what do you do? So let's say meteorite or asteroid does hit us, and Jupiter's been protecting our ass for a long time from preventing that from happening. Thank God, because of this gravitational pull. But let's say a meteor is going to hit and they black out the internet. How would you know what's going to happen? You wouldn't know. Game, set, match. But what do I know? I'm just some light-skinned dude with a jacket on. We can go to the next.
Well explained. Well played.
So, yes. Glad to see the jacket back, by the way. It's fitting. It's fitting. So, all right. But before we leave, let's just talk about some investments that people might, you know, just keep an eye on. So Amazon, Jeff Bezos is interested in space. Elon Musk is interested in space. UFO is an ETF. And PHO is a water ETF. Water is a different conversation, but it all kind of relates to these conversations that we're having with, you know, natural resources and all of that kind of stuff. Any others that you guys want to throw into the mix?
I think those are the ones I had. Yeah, you got any more, Ian?
The ones that's already been working. For those who are new, scholarship time, VOO, VTI. And I don't know if you guys saw, but VOO and VTI had record inflows for any ETF. Shout out to everybody in Red Panda that's been piling in, all the earners who've listened here on Market Mondays. I know we were responsible for some of that growth, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Apple and Microsoft. That's it. Like, you guys don't need more information. You need more execution. That's it. A lot of times people will bog you down with information to prevent you from getting to where you want to be. So, no, those are the only ones that, and if I've made you money and these have worked, please put yes in chat.
Yeah, that's always the conversation when we, well, a lot of times it's the conversation. I want to generalize it.
If people say, like, because if Tim Cook is mad enough, my bad. Yeah.
No, I was saying people take notes and they'll show you their notes and they're like, well, what's next? And I'm like, the next thing is to execute. Fine.
Yeah,
now it's time to, now you have everything. Don't make this information overload. Actually take one or two and let's just start. So like when people come on and they say, well, I'm losing money. Well, first you started, congratulations, because you actually have a foot in this investment. I won't even call it game, but lifestyle really, because it becomes that, right? When you're checking your phone and you're super invested in what you've put your money in, it becomes a lifestyle. But that's the next thing. Do it.
But you have to be patient with people. You have to be patient.
Real cheat code. Let's say, like, on the private equity side, and at some point soon, we're going to get into the angel conversation in private equity. But on the private equity side, like, the same number of shares, you want to try and get 2,500 to 9,000 shares before it goes public. When it goes public, eventually you want 9,000 to 15,000 shares. Don't remix my content. My lawyer will sue you. I'm telling them to go crazy this quarter. If you get on the angel side, you want to get 5 to 20% of ownership of the company. But regardless of what you're investing into, whether it's private equity, angel, public markets, you only want to invest in a few. And you have to have extreme expertise in one area. So for me, it's technology because it's the leading class of investments. If you want to go fintech, which is a subsector, great. HTech, which is health tech, you can, but you only need a couple of areas of concentration to be able to grow and continue to pile your money. I'm going to be real. Like, a lot of people want to teach you so much because they really don't want you to make money and be free, because if you're free, you may not have to listen to them anymore. My goal for everybody in Red Panda is to have so much money that they're like, I don't even need you anymore. That's real freedom. Like, so don't get seduced by having so much information or having all these conversations and talks, because for those of you that are in your 20s, when you're going to be 30, you're going to want to materialize. And for those of you in your 30s, by the time you get to 40, what Biggie say, being broke in 40 or give somebody chills, you don't want to know all this information. And then people ask you, this is my favorite question for anybody in investing. How much money do you have? Are you free? Can you walk away today? That's the entire game. This is a game about money and putting points on a board. Execute more every month and you'll be good.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.